Kevin, when the Oakland Raider tape from last week against the Eagles, how uncharacteristic was that of their defense, and what the hell happened when they got torched like that?
You know, it's one of those deals. It's a special offense, and it's you know, there's so much misdirection to it, and they were able to capitalize on them. I just don't think you can count on that on a regular basis. They did some things that were very uncharacteristic. They just turned some guys free. To be quite honest with you, they're very impressive. They got a very extensive and complex blitz package that you are going to have to be as sharp as we've been all year in order to deal with it. So, you know, hopefully our guys are ready for the challenge, because it's probably, or looks like it has its genesis in some of that New Orleans, you know, Greg Williams defense, and you see a lot of a carryover, and that was, that's a very sophisticated and comprehensive package. So they do a nice job. They really do.
Because it looks like you'll have Andre Brown back, and what can he mean to you?
Well, a healthy Andre Brown that's playing well will be a significant, contribution to our offense. So it looks like he's, physically running pretty well. You know, you can still see that he's got to make a few of the things that happen very naturally right now are not happening naturally, as natural as usual, I should say. His reads, his awareness of some of the things that are going on. But, you can see him. He's a good football player. When he's healthy, he helps us. He can, he can run. He's big enough to block. He catches the ball well. So he's an all-around guy that would, we certainly, his absence, hurt us early on. So how far along, how much we can ask him this week, it's not going to be like the previous 2 weeks. We get a guy in, you're playing 60 snaps. So he doesn't have to do that, which is a great thing for us. We can share the load a little bit, but we'll have a package for all.
He has had a lot of injuries. Quite a few teams just give up on him. Why is this organization not giving up? Why are you standing behind him?
Well, I think just the original interest was obvious, because we thought enough of him to draft him, and then we saw some good things, and you just kept hoping that he would be able to stay healthy enough that if that could occur, that you'd have a guy that could help your football team. And I thought last year, until he got injured, he was playing great football for us. So, who knows how far along he'll be. But if he can stay healthy, which, knock on wood, I know he's worked hard to do, we'll be a better football team.
Victor took some good-natured ribbing today because of the the red shirt. Yeah. Obviously you want him out there Sunday. Right. What has he meant this year? And, what has he done considering he's got the big contract and he's still – stepped up?
Yeah, I've seen it, unfortunately, both ways, fortunately or unfortunately. Some guys become complacent, some guys get casual about it. He's been just the exact opposite. And, now everywhere we go, everybody doubles him. Everybody's aware of what he means to us. I think, unfortunately, that first game against Dallas showed everybody, hey, you can't play him one-on-one with some of the stuff we let him do inside. And so he's had it to contend with double teams. It reminds me of the old Plexico Burress, the old Steve Smith, at the height of their careers with us. And that's what he's getting. He's encountering that all the time. And the thing that would mean nothing to you guys, the casual observers, but means a lot to us, his blocking has been way better than it's ever been. I mean, he's actually gone down and gone out of his way to be an effective blocker, which is what you need at that position. And he's done a good job. So I'm very proud of the way he's played.
Right. One of the challenges for Andre be pass protection? Is that one of the bigger
ones? No, I mean, I think, again, more mental than physical. I think, it's a sense of how the game's happening a little bit faster. Even though you're out there, you're practicing, and you're feeling good about yourself physically, it's the game happens game day so much faster. Even though we try to the best of our ability, simulate this game speed in practice, and we do a pretty good job of that, it's still different, there's no question. So how fast he makes his cuts, he makes his decisions in the run game, how fast he sees things protection-wise, all remains to be seen. I know he's working at it, he's trying. I think you'll be fine, but there's no question there's a difference between practicing and game. No question.